WPA Mobile.
DFW Mobile. Good afternoon, Steve.
Ken, how we doing, brother?
Good, can't complain. Just up here in Lyman, headed to Greer.
What fun. At least you're not involved on 85.
That northbound stuff, did you?
I came from Gaffney. You know where Highway 11 crosses 85 in Gaffney?
Yeah, roger that.
It took me an hour and 10 minutes to get to Pelham Road today.
And I headed northbound because it's dead stop. Headed right there about the 74, I guess.
I hope you don't expect me to be surprised.
The truck had ran off the road right there. It was there this morning when I went by at 5:45 or 5:50. They were working on getting it out. They still working on getting it out.
What can you say? Well, anyhow, it is what it is. I'm going to tell you like I told somebody this morning. I love South Carolina. I would not consider living anywhere else. And, you know, I love the people here. You know, I've been living here since 1964. But I'm going to tell you something. Our Department of Transportation, I don't know how it could get any worse.
You're definitely right. You know, it's like they build 20 subdivisions and then think, oh, wait, the road's too small.
What the real stupidity of it is. They go and they spend all those hundreds of millions of dollars down there. No, probably close to $1 billion over there on that interchange at 85 and 385. And, you know, they do the job to carry the traffic load now, not 5 years or even a year from now. And it's already obsolete. And it ain't big enough, and it ain't carrying enough traffic. And how long has that interchange there at Pelham Road at 85 been under construction? And you know what? I think it's kind of like a cemetery. They have perpetual construction.
They've been working on 85 since I was in high school in the late 70s.
Carolina pays for a whole lot of taxes through their fuel, but you know what? At least they've got decent roads, and they're trying to stay ahead of the curve, but I'm going to tell you what. Well, and you know another moan and groan I've got? You go down to the lower part of the state, you go down to Myrtle Beach, or you go down to Columbia, or you go to Florence or Charleston, well, you can see where all this state's road money is going, because it ain't coming up here hardly.
Miles since I've been down that way.
Just how nice the roads are down there, and they carry the load, too. That's my moan and groan for the day. So, oh, hey, let me brag a little bit. I got that 450D up at the house. I got it set up on a Maxcon 80 through 10 OCF inverted V wire. And, buddy, let me tell you what, that thing, it's just, it's going to work out just absolutely perfect for what I'm trying to do.
DFW, yeah, it's definitely a really good radio. You better not get rid of this one.
Got a permanent home. And like I said, I'm going to use it for POTA and for camping.
I thought about you yesterday. I saw one somebody was selling on Facebook.
Good for it.
It said that guy was asking other people, you know, where he should sell it at.
Well, I think a ham radio guy pretty much has a good idea of where to sell it at.
He bells and whistles, but it sure does get the job done.
But you know what? It pretty much does everything that my 991 does, except for that waterfall and that display and all that stuff. I like my 991. But the thing is, now I'm not going to have to take it out every time I turn around to you know, go out and do a field day or a POTA or something like that.
You go, right?
You betcha.
I'm one of those mystery antennas in the inverted V for the first couple of years, and I can't complain at all about it.
450? What you gonna need to go along with it? I believe it's a White Mountain DSP filter.
That for?
That thing, you need to come by my house sometime and listen to one of those things. It's amazing.
Good, I can't complain about it. It's real low noise where I'm at, so you know the noise is usually maybe an S3.
Give you a second. In a minute, Ken, I just had something pop up I got to take care of. KN4VWA, I'll be on the side for a few minutes.
DFW, mobile and monitoring.
I'm back, KN4VWA.
Come on, I had something I was going to say, but can't remember it now. Maybe I'll think about it in a minute. Penalty for getting old.
Hey, listen, I claim geezerhood. My memory is about as long as other body parts. Numbers are just getting shorter and shorter, all gnarled up with arthritis these days, Bubby.
Starting to hurt a little bit now.
You now.
4 in February.
Behind me. Well, how much longer are you going to work?
Not sure. Number of 25. At least that far.
Okay. Well, hey. That's until December of 25. Well, that's 2 more years then.
I may stick around a few more months after that because they'll put another installment into my 401k. So I might do that.
All right. In other words, they're going to entice you to hang around, huh?
They call it an age-weighted catch-up like. I mean, they'll put, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 in it. Might as well stick around for that.
But just think of the taxes you're going to pay on it.
It might be enough to buy a retirement radio.
You don't need a retirement radio, but you might want a retirement amplifier.
I thought about an amplifier too much. I mean, I've made to Australia on voice, so, I mean, that's about as far as you can go, isn't it?
Sir, try South Orkney Island. Or Ellesmere Island.
Party.
Island off of Antarctica. I got them. And there's also a place called Ellesmere Island. Now, that's up in the Arctic. That's the Canadian Arctic. But it is, you wouldn't believe it. Ellesmere Island is considered a polar desert. In other words, it's frozen ground. There ain't no ice cover.
You know, I've tried to get some African stations. I could hear them and that, but most of my problem is that their pileup is just too big. But I guess if I did have an amp, you know, you could maybe bust the pile a little bit. But I'll just usually wait to catch them at another time.
Yeah. When I have you done anything on FT8 or FT4?
See, I've been just investigating what all I needed, you know what I mean, in that for it. So all my contacts are on voice right now. I'm up to 90 countries. I'm trying to get 100 before I switch over to any other modes.
Yep, well, let me just tell you, the only investment you got to make with that 450D is a cable going from the radio to the computer. And you can control the radio and run your FT8 right out of the computer with that thing.
There's a MFJ cable that's about $30 that, you know, goes from the Mini 6 bin to USB. I figured that's probably what I need.
Probably it. And, I'm not sure I'm going to go with MFJ. I may go back to Yaesu Direct to get something. I'm kind of off of MFJ. Because some of the stuff I've been getting from them in the last few years, ever since they've been taking over, man, I just, no. It's, DX Engineering has just cheaped them up.
See what the Yaesu cable is. I didn't see that cable at Yaesu, but I might not have looked hard enough. I see 10 meters is going to be open this weekend.
You got that wire, baby. Jump on that wire with that 450. You can reach out.
Now down, I have my trees cut down, so I got the, what is it? It's a 2104, something like that. It looks like an umbrella skeleton.
Looks like a what?
Of an umbrella.
Shoot a spider beam.
It's just got a bunch of, you know, 8 hamsticks on it for 4 different bands. MFJ 2104.
Yeah, that sounds like a good antenna, but what I had pictured was like a cup, and the beam goes around the bowl of the cup and sits on a shaft that way.
Talking about it? No, it's not like this. They just stick straight out, so it gets me, you know, like north and south or east and west, depending on how I have it rotated.
Thing is rotatable.
I turn the mass.
Okay. All right. So it's considered a beam also.
It'd be a little bit more directional than just the wire that's going out everywhere. And it's really working out. I can't complain at all about it.
Oh, that's good. Well, in the meantime, hey, if it works, go with it. But I'll tell you what, I have not put that 450D on my Mosley yet. I've kind of got it dedicated to my 991. I can't imagine how good that thing would be on that Mosley. You know what? I'm going to have to try that tonight.
That was around that 991.
I'm not going to go that far.
My antenna set up, you'd think, how the heck does that work?
Comes to ham radio, I try never to be so confident that I am not surprised by something new. And believe me, there's always a better mousetrap out there in ham radio somewhere.
A little hustler mount on a three magnet base that kind of bent over at each corner of a little diamond or a hole. 4 antennas on it. I got it stuck down on a tin roof for 4 bands, and I got that cable spliced into the other coax and goes up to that one and back to the radio, but it worked.
Whatever works, man, I tell you what. I'm trying to figure out how I can make myself a antenna selector. I'd love to be able to put that Mosley into either of my radios and, you know, go from there. I'll figure out a way to do that. I got a couple of antenna switches. I may just try to figure that out.
Got an antenna switch. Should work fine.
I think I just figured it out. I'll bring the 2 antennas into a switch and plug them in, you know, it's a 2-into-1 switch, and I'll run the common out to the common of another switch. That way I select the antenna, and then the feed will go out to whichever radio that I want it to go out to. Yeah, that's the ticket. That'll work.
that and compare the two radios straight away, you know what I mean? Pull out a station and see which one does the best.
Well, the two, just by flipping a switch. Steve,
I've always got real good reports on my 450D. I mean, everybody's always said it sounds really good.
Where are you running your mic gain at? Is it on medium or high?
And look, I ain't got a clue. Once I got it set up, I just left it there, and it's probably, I don't think I ever even changed the mic gain from what my Elmer had it at.
Well, I sure wish I could. Well, you know what? Wait a minute. Doesn't it have a recorder on there where I could play it back and hear myself?
What kind of recorder on it? I haven't used half of the stuff that it's capable of.
Okay, now see, there's another thing that I'm going to have to go and look at in the manual tonight. Man, you're stacking me up here.
About the only other thing I've delved into with it was working split.
One of the easiest ways to work split? Set up your transmit on VFOA and your receive on VFOB, and then you use your A and B back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, the 450's got a button that says split. You just set them what you want, and it does all the switching for you.
You got to do all that setup, and I can do that VFOA and B so fast it'll make your head spin. I don't know about setting up all that split stuff.
No, I'm right here. I'm on 290. 290's about like being on 85.
290. When I hear Highway 290, I think going north out of Greer.
Right there by the Ingles.
That way.
Candles out my back window.
I knew there was something wrong with you, paying for BWA.
Place for a radio, there's not a lot of interference in that, and appears to work pretty good. But I can get, you know, a lot of stations other people can't get.
Now, you know what? You're just going to have to go ahead and bite the bullet and get you a minimum of a 50-foot tower up.
Yeah, and maybe one day.
HOA, are you?
Great. Yeah, but they haven't done any. They haven't even collected in like 3 years, so I think they lost interest in it. You know, I got mine up the side of my chimney. Ain't nobody ever said anything. I don't think they even noticed it. I think they're just thinking through TV antenna.
Let them think whatever they want.
That's something different. They'd claim that it was interference, you know, and be like after 3 or 4 years, now it's interference. Let's say 7-3. I'm pulled in the driveway, so good talking to you. I'll catch up with you again another day. KN4TFW.
Well, listen, you have a good evening, and maybe one of these evenings I'll try to get a hold of you. And we'll see if we can ground wave.
Just give me a shout.
Mobile.
Keep you clear.
U4IYZ was
Smith. Matt, N4ZLK.
How's it going?
Well, I hope you are. I heard you out early this morning. Did you work today, or are you just out and about?
Out and about. That was my AA meeting. No. The church men's group thing, 6 a.m. It's an early one.
Okay. I thought I'd heard you say something about that a few weeks ago, but wasn't sure if I had heard that correctly, but that's cool. Let's see. When do you head it back out? When's your next rotation?
Actually, Monday. It's Monday. Yeah, for 4 days. I actually got lucky this week. They pulled me off a trip for training. So, I get to sit home while they train a new pilot.
That's nice to take that time. Well, good. I hope you had a good holiday. Did you have to work over that holiday?
I have, thankfully, the seniority, you know, that means everything in that business. Oh, I'm able to get the holidays off.
Well, that's good. Next year, we already put our vacations in. We got to do it for the whole year. And this is the first time in 32 years I'll be able to take off the whole week of Thanksgiving. It's usually taken well before it gets to me.
That's a good thing. Took a while to get there, but yeah, you know what? It is a good thing. It's a sought-after week. People have a lot of family things going on.
You would not want to be doing your job during that week. I mean, I guess it really, you still can only do one trip at a time, but still, just all the extra people. I'm sure it's a mess. It's probably pretty congested on the runways, too.
Yeah. Little news blurb that they had a record amount of flights, actually a new record, that worked. I want to say it worked in a 24-hour period in the States. I don't know what the number was, though. I'm letting you down. I can't tell you what it was, but it was a new record, apparently, on Sunday afterwards.
That's good, I guess. Good for the economy, good for the companies. Good that people are out and about, so I'm just glad that I don't have to travel on that week anywhere. We have driven a few times over the years, you know. We used to get Thursday and Friday off. We didn't work on Fridays, so we would take short trips. Now they make us work on Friday, even though it's still considered a holiday. But I can't complain because I actually only worked one day that week. I worked Tuesday. I had one day left over and enough seniority to take Friday off. So I did only work Tuesday night. I was scheduled to work Monday, but Beth had a little surgery and she had some complications from it. And I had to take her back to the surgeon that night. So I had to call in that night. But anyway, so I guess I'm complaining, but I did not work. I only worked one day this past holiday week.
That's not terrible. I hope she's doing well and no more complications there. The health is everything, and I wish you the best with that. I'm glad you're holding some of these precious days off, too, because any time you can spend with family during the holidays is a good time to.
Unfortunate, and everybody's close, but I know a lot of people aren't, and I know that things can change, so I am grateful for every day I get. But anyway, let's see. Are you on an HT? Are you out and about? It sounds like you're walking around, maybe.
I would do hit the machine okay with this. I hope I am. You got it. You probably hear me out of breath a little bit going up some of these hills. But my German Shepherd seems to be taking it in stride.
Fine, I just recognize the sound. I've done the same thing. I can hit the, obviously we can both hit the repeater very well on an HT, but I don't know how people get out and walk and talk on the radio at the same time. I consider myself to be in fairly decent shape, but some of those hills will get to you by the time you get to the top.
It is two ways, Shane. It's like these hills are either horrible for walking or they're, you know, if you really don't want to exercise and you're religious about it, they're great for that. But yeah, I'm going downhill now, so I'll be okay for a few minutes until I come the other way.
And into the repeater, that's not the issue. It just has that little, there's just something, you know, with that little, not really an in and out, but you can tell when somebody's on an HT, but it's making it fine. So that was the only reason I guessed that. But anyway, I'll let you go. I'm getting into some traffic here, and I'm not far. Just wanted to say hello and hope you have a great day. Nice to talk to you again. Maybe one day we can meet up and have a face-to-face since we're practically neighbors out there. Matt, we'll talk to you later. Have a good day. KQ4, IYZ, N4ZLK.
Hi, Shane. I'm guessing you're heading in, so be careful tonight. Have a good night. At least the weather's good for you. And, I'd love to do it. Let me know when you got some time. It's not too hard to meet up at one of the local spots, too. But be careful. And have a good night. Be safe. KQ4, IYZ. We'll be clear and listen.
Nobody did much of anything. because they said, you know, the joke was it pays the same whether you're working or not, so why work? But sometimes I would, you know, I would turn double the hours that I worked and in flat rate, and so I was trying to get them to switch to flat rate, but, you know, of course, that was up to county council or city council, and, well, actually, that was, yeah, I think it was, no, it was county, but anyway, and but I never could convince them.
You just hit the problem right there, the lack of motivation. When you're on flat rate and you don't, if you don't work, you don't eat, it tends to change your attitude toward, well, it pays the same whether I'm doing it as quick or not. It changes that attitude.
It really does, because, I mean, you know, like you said, you know, if you're not turning wrenches, you're not making any money, and so, and you wanted to, as they said, as they always used to say, fix it right the first time, because if you saw it again with the same problem, you were fixing it for free.
So you wanted it done right the first time and as quick as possible and as properly as the way it should be done. But you got to have a little, I don't know, things are just not like they were when we were turning wrenches still.
Yeah, I have noticed that, and yeah, it's really difficult. I'll be honest with you, to you know, leave my vehicle and let somebody else just change the oil in it, because I've seen things happen, and I won't repeat over the over the air. But anyway. Because I don't want to, I don't want to scare anybody to death or discourage anybody. But anyway, I always tried. My goal was the car, you know, would go out is good or better, hopefully better than it did when it came in, and. You know, if there was like a missing bolt or screw or a push pin or something like that that would improve anything, you know, I would take the extra seconds to tighten it or replace the one that was missing. Because, yeah, we always had extra stuff laying around. And, in fact, I had, you know, compartments in my toolbox that were designated for that kind of stuff.
Look at that. Same here. Had my junk drawer full of miscellaneous nuts and bolts and push pins and wiring connectors from harnesses where you're sending them back and you just cut the ends off of it and, you know, saves your bacon quite a few times with, you know, hunting something or trying to keep a piece of plastic from flapping in the air under a car, making noises and stuff like that.
Yeah, in and of itself would make a big difference. You know, I can remember, like on the Mazda 3s, for some reason, on some of them, they didn't tighten the rear sway bar. What were those things called? Anyway, and it was a 14 millimeter, and I would just bring that wrench with me when I went around looking at the tires and the brakes, and I would just, you know, slap it on the bolt there and see if it needed tightening. And then, you know, it didn't take but maybe 5 seconds to do both of them, but it was just a little extra thing that I knew about. so I could, you know, I could check it. And sometimes they were loose, and I would tighten them up and, you know, to save the customer a headache down the road.
When I worked for GM, the little Colorados with the I-5 in it, the intake bolts weren't tight. So anytime I was doing an oil change on one of them, while I was waiting on the oil to drain, I would go through and check the intake bolts and tighten them up, because they were always loose and it would cause a vacuum leak and burn a valve down the road, and then you were putting head on it, and I just soon take the extra minute and tighten them intake bolts up and put a head on one.
I mean, yeah, just stuff like that. And, heck, a lot of times the customer never knew about it, and because I didn't, you know, I didn't write anything down on the work order about it, and it was just something I did. And, like, somebody would come in with a missing center cap, and I just happened to have one laying in my drawer, and I would, you know, if it matched theirs, I would pop it in there, just, you know, so they'd have, you know, a matching set for their tires, and you know, it didn't cost me anything, because it was just laying in my drawer doing nothing, and so just stuff like that. Add a little something to the car.
Stuff went unnoticed because, like you say, you never said anything about it. You just took care of it. And I don't know. It's just different things. You just look out for them and take them, move on. I don't miss those days, though, having to deal with all that. I'd much rather not ever have to turn wrenches again, if I can help it.
Sometimes I miss working on cars. I don't miss working for the dealership, though, because there was just a lot of pain, a lot of headaches, and just a lot of crap. Just to put it simply, that you had to put up with, and this wasn't. Sometimes I just didn't feel like it was worth the time.
Having to jump through all their hoops to get a warranty claim paid that didn't pay the time it took to do the job. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Pictures for this, description of this, cost cap here. I don't miss it. And like you say, working on the car, miss it a little bit, but the rest of it, not at all.
What are you going to be doing the rest of the day?
Here to meet at Bubba Annie's and talk about customers.
You got the meeting. I've already... Didn't take me long to forget. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, I'm just glad. I'm glad it's not going to be freezing cold tonight, and I think it'll probably be around 50 degrees when we're playing. When I'm playing tennis, and that's not bad. And I've got a couple of layers on here, so if it does get cold, I'll be ready for it.
Actually turned the air conditioner on a little bit in the truck yesterday and today in the afternoon. It's stuffy in here and there's no air moving. Trying to get the air moving, not necessarily so it's cold, but just to keep something moving through here.
When you're sitting out in the sun, it makes a lot of difference. And that's one thing. I played tennis this morning at 10:30, and it was nice. You know, the sun was out, and It was really, the conditions were just perfect for anything outdoors, really. I really enjoyed my tennis game this morning. And tonight is a what they call a clinic, so it'll be more of a learning experience, and won't get to hit the ball as often as you would in a regular match, but it'll be something to do. It'll give me some exercise and better than sitting on the couch.
That I wish my knees would hold up to something like that, but they ain't gonna take that no more.
And mine got they got to where they were bothering me, and especially my right knee. But it's gotten better the last few weeks, and I really couldn't tell you why, because I haven't done anything different really to speak of. But anyway, I'm just glad it's doing better, because I was kind of dreading having to go back to the orthopedic, and I figured I'd have to go back and get some fluid drained off the knee. And I was looking forward to that.
That, I haven't had to experience that yet, thankfully, and hopefully I don't. But, Dave, I've got a phone call. I'm going to have to jump out, and good to talk to you this afternoon. And I hope you enjoy your evening. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your phone. 7-3.
Get your call there. Be careful, and have fun with the guys, and we'll talk to you later. KP4CB, AIM Mobile.